We are learning Masechta Shchul in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second line from the top, Menoha Milsa. We learned at the end of yesterday's Daf, what's the Makar for Chazaka? And the Chazaka they were talking about is Chazaka de Mikara. Chazaka Mikara means they leave the status quo, that type of Chazaka. There's other Chazakas we have in Shas, Chesed Gimel Shalim, a Chazaka, a different type of Chazaka, Chazaka de Rava, Chazaka de Rabba. This is Chazaka de Mikara. What's the Makar? We said Makara is from the Pasuk, regards to a nega that didn't spread. And Rachab Yaakov had a kash on it, that was the raya. Now we're going to learn what's the makar for roiv. Menorah and milsa dom rabbanon zil basaruba. We know all of a shas we go basaruiv. We'll see which roiv we're talking about. What's the makar that you go basaruiv? Now, Tosis right away asks that why don't we learn out from chazaka? Chazaka, we know that ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, when you have a choice, when there's a chazaka and the roiv, what's better? Roiv is better. So Tosis asks, if you have a makar for chazak already, roiv is better. For sure, you know roiv. So Tosis first, So it's a chasvara. Roiv it's a svara that roiv is better. So if you know chazaka from a pasuk, then roiv is a kavachomer. It's a sure good. For sure, you go watch the roiv because it's a svara that ruba chazak ruba adif. So Tosis answers, v'yashloima de la rav acha bayakav boyid like kimle chazaka mikra. It's according to rav acha bayakav that we don't know from a pasuk. Marsha explains that according to Rachav Yaakov, how do we know Chazaka? We ended up yesterday's shir. We said, fear of Rachav Yaakov, we don't have a car. What's the car for Chazaka? So Zokta Marsha, it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And the halacha is that you can't learn out a limud from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's Tosis Tarot. Tosis Tarot says the fear of Rachav Yaakov, where Chazaka is learned out of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, you can't learn out to Rive. That's why you need a car for Rive. Now, there's another Mahalach, but that's Mahalach I want to speak out, because Marsha says that according to Yaakov, Yaakov, of course he agrees to the Chazaka, but he holds that it comes from Lachamash Sinai. Actually, there is a Rabbeinu Gershom that's on Daf Yudam Abayz, that his words are like this, Tanya the loiker of Achav Yaakov, Koloimar of Achav Yaakov, loy svirile the ukim milsa Chazaka. It sounds like Rabbeinu Gershom learning of Achav Yaakov argues on Chazaka, which is very interesting. But like upon him, now we're back, we're learning now the locus of Roiv. What's the Makar that we go bust the Roiv? Now, when it comes to Roiv, there's a bunch of different type of Roivs. There's like Bittel V'Roiv, that's not the sugya over here. Bittel V'Roiv, that things are Bottle V'Roiv, that's not the sugya. There's another Roiv of Ruboi Kekuloi, Vishech the Simon, Roiv Simon's like Kuloi. We're also not talking about that. We are talking about going bust the Roiv, and the Gemara is going to analyze even in that what we're talking about. Bring him on, Manolan. How do you go bust the Roiv? The Chsiv, Akre Rav Lahata. It's a Pasuk in Parashim Mishpatim. It says you go after the Rav, that's how I know Roiv. So the Gemara, Rubid Isa Kamon, going test Chanuyas, Mr. Hedron Lekam Abayalon. I'm not asking you about a case where it's a Roiv in front of you. That's Akre Rav Lahata. So what's an example of a Roiv in front of you? So the Gemara gives two examples. One example is that if you find a piece of meat in front of a mall, and in that mall, there are 9 stores that are sell kosher, 1 that's non-kosher. The luck is you go bust to the kosher one. It's 9 chanuyas, and 1 on trefa one, you go bust to the roiv. That's achiram lahatas. The roiv is right in front of your face. Sanhedrin also, when it comes to abez, then you go bust to the roiv. If there's, your beis mezakin and your aleph mechayiv, then you go bust to the roiv. That's also a roiv the isil kamon. That's a pasuk achiram lahatas. The shaila is, what's the makar for ruba the lesser kamon? That's not like a bar. Like a bar long, ruba the lesser kamon. What's the example of that? Going katan oktana. We know the shaila in Yevamis, if a katan oktana could do yibum, what's the shaila? Because locha is a sris and an islandess, which means a man who is sterile, or the islandess who can't have, means the son can't have children, Isha can't have children. The locha is that they can't do yibum. So here you don't know yet if they're a sris or islandess when they're so young. You go bust a roiv that they're not gonna be a sris and islandess. They can do yibum. But Rameir says you are a chayshish for the meat. But according to the rabbanon, there you go bust a roiv. So you see, you go bust a roiv. That roiv is not in front of you. That roiv is not. You don't see in front of you roiv this and roiv that. This is one person. This person is not a roiv. Teretz says you go bust the statistical roiv, which means you go bust the roiv in the veld, the world. It's not in front of you. You don't see it in front of your face. It's a roiv. They go bust what the usual thing is. The roiv things in the world are like this. That's called roiv the lesser kamon. You go bust up, you go after the majority of what happens usually. In the statistics, this is usually what happens. So you figure it out. That's called aruba the lesser kamon. There's aruba the lesser kamon. I remember years ago, Rav Yitzchak Shoiner, Rav Shiva and Kamenetz, Zatzal, he went and gave a shir about this, and he said, for example, he said, MetLife, the insurance company, that's a ruba, they work a ruba the lesser kamon. They work with where Rives, you know, most people are not going to die, they are going to die, what age are going to die, that's example of Rubid Lester Kamon. It's not a Rive you see in front of you, it's a Rive, the Lester Kamon. That was his example of Rubid Lester Kamon. But Kaponim, here, that's a Shaila in our Gemara, that's the Shal Makar. Acher Ram Lahatash is from, that we know for Rubid Issa Kamon. You have 12 and 1. Or 10 and 1, or 12 and 11. That's a Rubid Issa Kamon. Rubid Lester Kamon, what's the Makar? So Gemara's will come now and bring 10 different Mekairis, some of them Gemara will have a cash on, but 10 different Mekairis to the din of Ruba the Lesser Kamon, that we go Basarayth. And there's a simon, Amar Abulazah, there's a simon here, Zeman Shvach Machnesh. The Simonim are going for the different Mandi Umrim, like the first Zion is Eliezer, the Mem is the next Mandi Umma, which is Marbre de Ravina. And the Nun is the next one, so on and so forth. The Chasam Sofer actually says that these groups have a reason, have a Seder. The Zman, Shvach, and Machnes all have a Seder. And Hashem, we will speak it out as we go along, what the Seder of the Siman is. It's very interesting. So we have 10 different Makaris now for the Halacha of going Basa Roif. Amar Abulaz Asim Reisha Shal Oilad. We learn that from the head of a Oilad. Amar Kral Pasuk says, when it comes to a carbon Oilad, there's a Din Nituach. By Oilad, you're supposed to cut it up. But you only cut up the body. The head, which is already cut up, with a shechita, you're not allowed to cut it up again. The rest of the behemoth you cut into pieces, and not the head, which already was cut, you don't cut that again. So what's the problem with that? Maybe this oilah had a trephus in the head. It had a hole in its brain, in the membrane of the brain, it had a hole. And that makes the behemah a treifa. How do you check it? You can't cut the head. El alav. So how do you bring this carb? Maybe it's a treifa. I'm sure you know. Zilbas roiv. Zilbas rubi. Go bas roiv. Roiv behemahs are not a treifa. And therefore, you're allowed to bring the carb. You see, you go bas roiv. The lesser come on. You see, you go bas roiv. Because you're not allowed to cut it. Because that's called nesachel. So it's a ra, you go bas roiv. So tomorrow, who said that's true? Am I? Dumo de polyle. Maybe you cut it open. Ubalaklein, you check it. V'imashum oisol and sechav, lein sechel and sochem. I can tell you now to cut up pieces into pieces. Hanim lechet the chatach leligarmi. It's only if you cut it mamish in half. Avahechet the layif, but if you keep part of it attached, less lambo, there's no problem. So the Gemara, Rabbi Lozber Araya, but the Gemara slugged up. The Gemara said, no, it's possible you cut it open, you keep the bottom attached. That's not called an asachem. Asachem means you cut it into pieces. Here, you left it attached, so it's still possible to check. So we try to bring Araya from Ayla, and the Gemara said, maybe it's not Araya. Not Araya. Marbre Davinoma, this is the mem of the Zman. Marbre Davinoma, Asi Mashvirus Etzem of Pesach. You learn that from Mashvirus Etzem of a Karm Pesach. We know that Omar Rahmana, the Pasuk says by a Karm Pesach, but Etzem is Sisper Rubai, not allowed to break the bone of a Pesach. So how do you check the head for a Trephis? Maybe there's a hole in the Krum of the Mayach, and it's a Trephah. How do you know you can't break a bone, you can't break open the skull? Because you can't break the skull open, that's a bone. Zatamara, no. I'll tell you, you could open it. Slug up your eye, you don't go bas roiv. You know how you check it? You put a coal on top of the skull, and it burns open a hole. The coal you lay, it burns a hole. Ubadakle, you check it. Aye, there's a problem. That's my sister, boy. The time within a braisa, it's not a problem. If you cut sinews, you cut the veins, the gidim, or you burn that samais, ain't boy mishum shvirus etzem, not a problem shvirus etzem. So you have an etzah. So the Gemara slugged up this raya as well a little bit. Says you could check the head of the Pesach. I can't bring a bone. I can use fire. I can use to burn it open. Let's still learn the nun of the zman. Rav Nachma Yitzchak. Omer asya ma'alyo. The Omer Achmano. It says in the pasuk in regards to the shlamim that when you bring a keves l'shlamim, you have to also bring the alya as one of the imurim. Asim al d'orachmano chelboya alya tamima. The alya, you bring the chel of alya, means the good alya, the good piece of meat called the alya tamima. Has to be tam, has to be complete. V'leichosh shem nifska chut hashadra. You have to check the chut hashadra to see if there's a treifus. If it was nifska chut hashadra, which means the end of the shadra before the alya. If it snapped over there, then the behemoth is considered a treifa. You have to check that. And if you don't go basarayv. And l'chayra, you're not allowed to do that. You have to be tmima. El lavish and nermina, zil basarubi, go basarayv. V'chi tehemi, you'll tell me that the alya is at the end of the animal. The chuta shedra is by the back of the animal. And I'll just cut the alya off and go. And then I'll check the chuta shedra. V'chi tehemi, the Mitzvah Pasuk, no, it says in the Pasuk, L'umas ha'otzom rachmona. You know where you start the Aliyah? When you say the Aliyah, it doesn't just mean the tail. It means the whole back of the behemoth, from the kidneys already. Mokim sha'kloyas yoyetzois. Ha'otza means the Eitza. What's the Eitza? Where's the place that... So we know that the Chazal said the kloyas yoyetzois. The kidneys are the ones that give the Eitza to a behemoth or a person. So there, the kloyas are yoyetzois. And you cut it off over there. So that's already... The Chutah Shadr is somewhere in that package. And there has to be Tamima. If it has to be Tamima, so then how do you check it? It must be, you go, what's it right? So I don't know, Mimai. Then on the Pasuk, you may open up the Glev, Yimushim Tamima, if you worry about Tamima, Hani Milecha Dechot Cholagamri. That's only if you cut it Mamish in half. Avahecha Delayef, if you leave it attached, it's still called Tamim. Less Lamba, it's not a problem. So these are the first three Rais of Zman, and the connection is obvious of the first three, because they're all rise from Kabbonis. And that's why they're first Seder. The Zman is a Seder. The first three rise are from Oila, Pesach, and Shlomim. And we actually have a kasha in all of them. But Lamai said these first three rise, go Bas Roiv, is that these three things you can't check. So how do you check? Once we go to Roiv, there is no, you could check. The more answers the rise. Now we'll move on to the next three, and that's a simon of Shvach. Shvach. So Rav Sheshes is the shin of Shvach. Rav Sheshes, Bereid of Idi, Omar Asim Egla Rufa. It's being right from Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is a behemoth that they bring out to the place where they found the dead person. They don't know how he got killed. And they take the Egla there and they say there should be a kapara on us, that we didn't walk the person out and he died. And until we find the Ritzach, this will be protection and a kapara. And they cut the head off. So Egla Rufa, Dom Rachmana, it says in the Pasuk that V'cholzik ne'ira hi ha'krev melechol yirchut shuvasadeim ala egla ha'arufa banachal. So we darshin ha'egla ha'arufa kashi shleima. It has to be shleima, it has to be complete. When you chop off the head has to be complete, just like when the behemoth was complete, it was complete. You chop off the head still has to be complete. So how do you know if it's a treifa? Kashi shleima ta'ava. V'lecha shdumot treifa ahi, maybe it's a treifa. Elam shundarim zil basarubah, you go basarayf. And if you're going to say, might not have, maybe Taka is a treifa. You have to have a kosher animal. That can't be a treifa. You have to go watch a roiv. Maybe it's a treifa. Who cares if it's a treifa? It says kapara. And if I have a din like kachim, and just like kachim can't be a treifa, this can't be a treifa either. And here the Gemara doesn't slug up his right. We'll get back to that in a second. So this right is Egla Arufa. It says Kishi Shleima. So you can't check it because it has to be shleima. You can't check it. Why does it have to be a non-treifa? Because kapara ksiv v'kachim. Rabbi Rav Shila Amar Asir Parah Aduma. Learn from Parah Aduma. Domar Rachmano, it says by the Parah Aduma, v'shochat v'sorav. And we dash like this. Ma'ash chitasa k'shi shleima. Just like when you shechted, it's a full animal. Af treifasa k'shi shleima. When you burn roast, it has to be a full animal. So you can't open the head to check it. V'leichas duma treifi. Maybe it's a treifa. You can't check any part of the body. You can't open it up. V'leichas duma treifi. Elam shum dermina zilbas rubi go bas roif. V'chite mine afkemino. Who cares if it's a treifa? Why can't it be a treifa? It's a parah aduma. You could be burning it outside the Beis Mikdash. So when a chadis carry a chmada, it's called a chadis. Therefore, can't be a treifa. Now Tosis asks in these two cases, why don't you answer the same thing? That you opened it up, you left it attached to one side. Tosis the remaskal asya. So Tosis tema. It's right in the middle of the Amud. This Tosis asya. Tema ledochi gai parah ve'egla. Kivin the life lay less than ba. Since you're attached to one side, no problem. He says it's a different type of drasha. The drasha before, you know, you're not allowed to break a bone, you're not allowed to cut it in half, it has to be tamima. So as long as it's attached, it has all those characteristics. But here it's different din. Here it has to be in the same way it was before. That's the drasha. Ha'arufa, like Kishayi Shleima. Shachat v'pasar has to be like a shechita. When it's kishachten, when you shecht it, it's a full aim or any slices in it. Therefore, you can't answer this dichud. So let's go to the third part of the simon, Shvach. So the first one was Rav Sheshes, which were arrived from Egarufa. The next mandiyama was Paraduma. That was from Rabbi Baruch Shila. So that's the base. And now we're going to bring the third raya is the Ches, is the third raya of this group of Achaba Yaakov. If Achaba Yaakov sounds familiar, it's from the same man, the Yama with the Chazaka before, who argued on that raya. Rachaba Yaakov Amar, Asi Mesar Mishleach. The raya is a summer stech. The chmona amar v'lokach es shnei asirim. It says take two asirim, and you do one la azazel, one la Hashem. And we darsha first of all shneim shavim. They both should be equal. Freit the gemara v'lechosh. Why are you worried? But the azazel one on top of the oven now dima chaz v'nau treifu. Maybe one of them is a treifu. El lavsh mshtemrina and zil basru. We go basarayv. He goes right. So the Gemara is saying in a second, Bishlam of the one that's Lashem, that you badik lay after Shechita. No problem. You can, there's no problem. The two after, you cut it up, you check it out. But the Azazel, how do you know if the one La Azazel is not a treifa? Teresh, you go what's right. Ah, you're going to tell me who said it has to be a non treifa? The Azazel, Vachita, my nafkamino, who cares? So my answer is, Ha'in Gairil Kaveil Azazel, Dava Roy Lashem. That the girl only works is both the Roy Lashem. We're not sure which one to be Lashem. So therefore it has to be Roy Lashem, and therefore they both can't be a Trefa. Now, I can ask me, we just said Shnei Yashnei Mshavim, that should be the right. You ask me, who said it can't be a Trefa? So Mara says, because it has to be Roy Lashem. I'll tell you another reason. It says, Achiyu Shnei Mshavim. So Rasha asks his Kasha. Rasha answers that you would have said Achiyu Shnei just means it has to be the same height, the same color. But Trefa wouldn't have said. But the other reason is a good reason, because in Goyril Keveya Allah Azaz of Lavaril Hashem. So it can't be a Trefa. So how do you know it's a Trefa? You can't open it up. Must be going to Roiv. So Mar says, why can't you check it up? Maybe after it smashes up, you check it. But Nan, we can't say that. You know what? Because it says in the Mishnah, when he threw his Azaz off the cliff, Lo Yehoya Magia Lemach Zahar, it didn't reach halfway down the Har, Achen Nase Varma Varma, until it was made into mincemeat. And you can't check it anymore. And therefore, you see, you go by Saroy. So the bottom line is, now we got the next three rayas, Shvach. What are the three rayas? Agarufa, Paraduma, and Sar La Azaza. What's the Tarashav of these? It's unbelievable. These three are not a carbon, but they brought Bechutz, but they have a din carbon like Bechutz. You never have this thing. Something brought Bechutz, and they have a din carbon. Agarufa has din carbon because it's Kapara. Paraduma has a din carbon because it's chatas. And Azazel has a din carbon because it had to be Royal Hashem. That's the next three, the Masuda. That's the next three rayas. So far we have six rayas to Roiv, three of them got slogged up, but we had six rayas, three from Kabanas, three from Kabanas Shevachot. And now we're going to go on further, more rayas that we go Basu Roiv, even Ruba, the Lesser, come on.